listening to Mountain West Voices, I'm Clay Scott. Johanna Davis and Adam Nordell have a small organic vegetable and grain farm in Maine. They're also musicians. They play contra dances and give concerts throughout Maine and elsewhere in New England. And in the winter, they perform in other parts of the country. I ran into them in Helena, Montana, where Adam is from.
I like to write songs about place and our relationship to place. So recently, we're spending a lot of time outside on the farm, and I've been trying to use farm-related images or just the images of the work and get maybe something of the rhythm of the work into the song. I like to think of the job of the songwriter as sort of grounding people back in the landscapes we live in. Sometimes we lose connection with where we live.
Do you have something up your sleeve that kind of illustrates what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. Could we do, let's do the new one.
Okay.
The red dirt shows in the space between the rows. That grass will grow back, we'll be back at it with our hose. We're not in it for the profit, but the feeling in our souls. Four bare feet in the fresh turned earth, that's the way that this song goes. And I could see our years together stretching out before us. Farm fields in the evening light at the edge of a forest. Trees always reaching towards the sun. Find myself drawn in your direction.
Adam and I like to dance as well as play, but I really don't like waltzing. I am like the most unromantic person ever, and it makes me really uncomfortable. And so Adam always asks me to waltz, and I'm like, oh, like I don't want to do this. So I decided that I would write a waltz and name it A Waltz for Adam, and that way he gets his waltz.
And you're off the hook.
Yeah, exactly.
Both in the musical community and in the farming community, there are sort of like community-wide, sometimes unarticulated ideas about what is success and when somebody is successful and what is legitimacy. But I've been feeling more and more that both with our farming and with our music, success is really, really personal. What are we trying to achieve with our farm? What are our goals? What's our vision? Why do we want to work so hard for such a small amount of money? And likewise, as musicians, you know, there are people who do make a lot of money playing music, and we're not among them. But we have a lot of fun, and we're part of a tradition of people playing sometimes the same tunes for hundreds of years. And I think it's really exciting in this time to be playing old tunes in a way that people get excited about them and reconnect with them and reconnect with that piece of our collective cultural heritage.
Been listening to Johanna Davis and Adam Nordell. To learn more about their music, go to mountainwestvoices.org and click on the Field Notes section. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To listen to and download more than 150 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.